Matthew isn't the only hurricane hitting the East Coast this week. There's this other little thing called New York Comic Con. We have all your news about New York Comic Con right here. It's the Con Guy Show.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's The Con Guy, Comic Con Prep Show.
Welcome to the Con Guy Comic Con Prep Show. Hopefully that that little joke about a hurricane, hopefully that didn't offend anybody. That was meant to be funny, and I hope it was.
I was deeply offended.
Yeah, I used to live in Florida, so we used to make those jokes all the time.
I quite enjoyed it. So
I am Jim. Jim Fry. I am the managing editor of theconguy.com. That is theconguy.com. You can find me at conguyjim or theconguy.com. That's DOTCOM. Who else we got?
I'm Derek Sams. I'm a contributor to theconguy.com. You can find me on Twitter at conguyderek.
We have a very special guest this week. Who do we got?
I'm also Jim Fry.
That's not true.
I'm Derek Sams.
No.
My name is Ethan Barrett. I wear a duck shirt.
And where can we find you, Ethan?
You can find me just hanging out in my house usually, so... also, Turkey Donuts, I'm told to say. Yeah. At Turkey Donuts is my...
Twitter feed.
Twitter.
Check them out on YouTube.
All right.
YouTube also.
And I am Luke Cheeseman, also known as Cheeseman on the Couch. I should be over there, but...
He's graduated
I'm
today.
Here for now.
We don't have a couch today, so we had to move up to the big boys' table.
Couchless.
All right.
But I'm the social media director for theconguy.com, and you can find me at conguyluke on Twitter.
Awesome. Guys, we've got a really good show today, I think. We've got a really packed show. And just so you know, we've had 5 guests who have dropped out of tonight's show.
Yeah.
Boo. It's been kind of crazy. It's
two generally regular hosts, Emma and Elena.
They are super busy tonight, both, and they send their
Halloween
regrets.
Halloween Horror Nights.
We think they have something to do with Halloween Horror Nights, but I'm not really
not
sure.
Not tonight, but that's taking up
some Yeah, that's taking up a lot of time. Yeah, so we hope to see them in a couple of weeks. Speaking of a couple of weeks, make sure you subscribe here. On the Con Guy Comic Con Prep Show. That's always such a hard thing for me to say. The Con Guy Comic Con Prep Show. Make sure you subscribe so that you can find out when we're going to be on next. We hope to be on in just a couple of weeks with a very special Halloween edition where we'll be covering Stan Lee's Comic Con coming up. Stan Lee's LA Comic Con. Brand new name. But anyways,
okay.
We want to introduce our guest this week. This is Ethan Barrett. Ethan, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Couldn't be feeling better right now. You know, just... Cloud 10.
Oh,
yeah.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and I was asking you before the show, because I don't know, what is the shirt?
This is, I was told to wear something nerdy, and so I just pulled this out, because it's the most nerdy thing I own. It's, the duck shirt from Homestar Runner. If anyone's here familiar with Homestar Runner.
I am, but I forgot, I don't remember the duck shirt.
Like, there's some videos of retro Homestar Runner, where it's like, back in the day, he didn't wear the... Star shirt, but he wore this.
Is this Homestar Runner?
That's Homestar Runner right there. Yeah.
That's kind of bizarre. I'm going to turn it off.
So it came before the days of YouTube. We watched these flash animation videos of Homestar Runner. It's much better than anything that's ever come on YouTube.
You youngins might not remember it very well.
But. Us old ones don't remember it either. So the reason that we have asked Ethan to be with us tonight, besides the fact that he's such a cool guy.
Yep.
And Ethan is actually, he is... A specialist in television? Why is that?
I actually work on a television show.
Which one?
It's if you've ever heard of The Blacklist, this is The Blacklist Redemption. It's a spinoff of The Blacklist. I can't say too much, so please don't pry me.
So what happens on the show?
Wouldn't you like to know?
And where you were working somewhere else last year?
I was working on another show, another spinoff called Heroes Reborn.
Heroes Reborn.
Yeah.
And so, Ethan, in addition, because we're going to cover a lot of television tonight because New York Comic Con is all about TV this year, so we're going to go through quite a bit of that. But also, Ethan is also a veteran of very many Comic Cons, San Diego Comic Con and New York Comic Con.
And yes, I've been to New York Comic Con.
And so we look forward to talking to you about that.
Cool.
You excited to be here?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm 11.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. So the very first thing we've got tonight is the fact that, by the way, one of our guests who was supposed to be here tonight was Tom Parm. He was with us last time. And Tom, he went
Tom.
Down. Yeah. Tom. Good old Tom.
Yeah,
he
good
went
old
down.
Thumb.
He THOM. He went down to Dragon Con just a few weeks ago. And he was going to be here tonight to tell us all about it. But we're going to have him back because he had a family emergency that came up just kind of the last minute. But I can tell you that his overall impression. He wasn't quite as impressed this year with Dragon Con. I'm not going to bash on
it. Okay, what is Dragon Con?
And all.
Would you listen to?
You laugh.
You haven't been watching the show?
Yes, I watched the show, but it's for new viewers.
Like, okay. Anyways, he said it's getting a little bit too much like San Diego Comic Con, which I think is awesome. I don't know what that means. So, first of all, but a couple of us did go to Long Beach Comic Con, and so we kind of want to give a little bit of a rundown about Long Beach Comic Con. I think right now I'm going to turn it over to Cheeseman on the couch, minus the couch tonight, so we'll just call him Cheeseman. Luke, tell us a little bit about Long Beach Comic Con and what we're looking at on the screens that are going to be flashing by.
Yeah, we're showing me dressed up as the Boy Wonder. I was dressed up as Robin this time and went around and
without pants.
Well, I had tights on, so it was kind of like having pants.
We call it our sidekick cosplay.
Yeah, sidekick cosplay one. So we went around taking different pictures with different cosplayers. And
it was pretty
got
cool.
A pretty good reaction from people. They enjoyed Robin.
And then,
Batman, there's me and Batman and
sexy
the
Catwoman.
Catwoman's always sexy.
Yep, and then there's some other people.
That's Scarlet Witch. That's more of the Marvel gang there.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow!
Oh, Nightwing himself, my upgrade, kind of like
me
being at this
with
table.
My head here.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's like
Robin with DC, Robin with Nightwing. It's so strange.
Just the attention to detail is just really.
But he was pretty excited to meet Robin though. Too.
Robin became
Nightwing,
right?
Yeah, I know that's why it's strange to see them in one picture. It's like having Batman and Bruce.
And I love
in
this picture here. That's
a good mix: Deadpool, Star Lord, and is that
Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
So I've heard Deadpool is usually the number one costume you see at conventions. Would you guys agree?
If you're a guy,
you see it.
There have been a lot, and they even do like meetups at like Comic Con. You see like a group of like five or six like Deadpool.
I think if you were playing cosplay bingo, Deadpool would be the free space in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Any female Deadpools?
Which we need to do that for next Comic Con.
There probably are tons of them, but you know, since you're all covered up, we you can never see. And that's actually one of the big parties that's happening at New York Comic Con this year is the cosplay.
Oh, there's the Joker.
And this is like one of my favorite pictures.
That guy's expression is crazy.
He's great.
He actually got down and was like playing with kids as the Joker. Oh. So we had to go up and I had to monitor what he was doing, making sure he was.
So for those of you just listening, this picture is Luke as Robin looking over the shoulder of a very, very expressive Joker.
Yeah.
And he's playing
He was making that face.
Playing with toys.
What is that, a top?
He was totally staying in character.
He's playing with Legos down the floor. Yeah. Okay. There's a bunch of little kids around him, so it's kind of creepy all around.
Yeah.
But, so Luke, let's talk a little bit about some of the panels that we were able to see. What was your overall impression of Long Beach Comic-Con?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a smaller Comic-Con, but it's great. Like, it's more smaller, intimate. We talked about this before. So you can kind of, you know, get closer at the panels, and
it really seemed like almost like a locals Comic-Con, didn't it, for this year? It seemed smaller even than last year when we went.
Right. And then on topic with Batman and Robin, there was a cool Batman the Animated Series panel that I went to with Kevin Conroy and Lauren Lester, the Batman and Robin in the animated series and stuff. So they were talking about, you know, their experience doing the show, favorite parts of being on the show. I know Lauren Lester liked to... He was talking about how he actually punched Batman on the show.
Oh, yeah?
And stuff on one of the episodes. So you can look that up on YouTube. But that was
like,
definitely...
Wait, he punched him in real life?
No, in the cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah, so but they're also really talking about, like Mark Hamill working with him as a Joker and how animated he'd be. And they'd always know if he'd be in the room because his microphone would... Like, everybody else was kind of like sitting down, but Mark Hamill's was like... So he could stand up and be animated and all that. So when they saw the higher mic in the room, they knew Mark was going to be there. And he was really good at kind of, you know, giving them something to play off of and stuff, and was a great
character. Can we stop here just for a second? Yeah. And just because I want to do some name dropping.
Oh, yes.
Me and Luke, at one time, we did a big phone interview with Mark Hamill.
What?
It was Mark Hamill. What?
Yes. And we can't reveal for what publication. Right.
Okay. Now, who's he again?
Mark Hamill, you know, he's, anyways, he's the,
sorry,
the brother.
Sorry, I just had to say that.
Isn't he related to Dorothy Hamill? But
sure, that's why he's famous.
No, but it was really cool because the way you described Mark Hamill, he seems very just animated.
Yeah.
Isn't it a great way to put it?
Yeah,
remember when we went to the Killing Joke at Comic-Con and they called him on the phone and had, like, part of the interview and he's, like, doing the Joker voice and going into all this stuff?
Well, like, we were trying to, at the time, we were interviewing him for the upcoming Force Awakens. And 15-20 minutes into the interview, I finally had to say, "All right, we have to get to the questions." He goes, "Oh yeah, I guess you want to talk about the movie, don't you?" Because he wanted to talk about everything else. He just could not stop talking about animation. Mark Hamill, his whole reason for being in entertainment is because of animation. That's his thing. He loves animation. He named his firstborn after Walt Disney, Walter Elias. Disney his name. Everything about him is about animation. That's what he wanted to do. This acting gig is just a side thing so he'd get into animation.
And somehow he ended up playing one of the most iconic characters in film history.
Yeah, he don't care.
Darth Vader?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sure.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, so, like, he's a fan himself, loves the cons and all that. So, like, good overall guy, that Mark Hamill. Yeah. So, yeah, some of the other panels we went to the it was the Con Man Game panel with Nathan Fillion and some of the other producers, and one of the actors that's actually on the show was there as well. And
which surprised me. Yeah. That was the I thought it was just the Con Man.
The game looked
panel.
Pretty cool, though. Yeah. You basically build your own convention, and then they have, like, you know, different, like, celebrities in there, and they love to make them being the ones sweeping and doing all the
what's cool
things.
About this, they have this whole, like, 20-30 different celebrities, you know, buddies of Nathan and Alan Tudyk, who's also one of the main guys in the game. They all do their own voices, and it's really kind of cool.
Yeah, like, Joss is on there, too.
Joss Whedon's on there. Yeah. Isn't he one of the sweepers? Joss.
Yeah, he's one of the people sweeping.
He's one of the janitors.
All that. Yeah.
Which was really... And that was a very cool panel. It was packed. But the thing that I hadn't done, like, the last time I did Long Beach Comic Con, it just seemed different. But this time, we were lined up outside, and let me tell you, the line was just all over the place, and I didn't think we were going to get into the panel, because they clear the panels between events, which was different
like each
for me.
One, yeah, but that's weird. Yeah, it was nice with that one, though, with the Con Man, because they knew a lot of the fans there would want to go to the Firefly one, which was after, so luckily you could stay in.
They had the Firefly cast reunion, which was fantastic.
Yeah, and I didn't even get to see all the Batman one because I had to come out and get in line for the Con Man one because they were going to clear the room, and I want to make sure that I got in. And you were nice enough to hold a space in line for me.
You can do that.
I held the space.
And met some people that were okay and didn't get mad that I was jumping in. Because I was the one originally in line, then you came in and got my spot, and then so they kind of saw me there. So,
but people were trying to butt in line, and this is it was a little bit different. Like it had a different vibe, like in San Diego Comic-Con and some of the other, like even like Stan Lee's Comic-Con, there's just a different vibe. The Long Beach Comic-Con, it was great. I had a good time. There was a bit more of a, I don't know, people were more willing to butt in line at this one, I think. Yep. But, you know what?
If you want to do
But one of the panels that I really liked there, and by the way, this panel that we took some video and we put it on theconguy.com, you can check it out, was a... The show Supernatural, one of the guys from the Ghost Facers was there, and he was there on the panel with the actual ghost hunters from Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters show, and they were talking about real live ghost hunting experiences they had, and they had tapes they were listening to purported background noises and ghosts and stuff, and then people started giving their own experiences, and then it was really cool because one of the guys on the show, he gave his most terrifying experience ever. And it was kind of creepy the way he was like, there was this one experience when they were sitting on a bed with this girl who had been very disturbed, and her parents called him in, and they were all in there. And as they were, they were praying with the girl, they were doing different things. They looked out the window, and they saw some bald-headed man walking around outside the windows of the house. He comes into the house, and he sat down on the bed right next to the main guy that was there, and the bed moved. And the cameras never caught this guy. He wasn't, according to them, he wasn't really there. And the girl looked over, and she
save it for the Halloween episode.
I know, isn't this creepy? And then the girl knew who it was, and she started talking to him. And then the guy on the bed couldn't breathe anymore. And when it was all said and done, the bald headed guy was gone. It sounds like a great episode for television, but if it was true or not, we'll never know. But it was really cool. It was really cool.
Did you guys make it to this Wonder Woman 75th anniversary party? Or
it was at nighttime. We were going to go to it. We had this pub up in
We had some people who were coming to meet.
This thing called the Tam O'Shanter, where we came to meet you.
That's right. You found me. Oh, and you guys brought me the Pokemon hat.
That's what I was going to bring tonight. I bought a bunch of Pokemon hats.
You should have worn it.
I know. Oh, that was such a great gift.
They'll just Photoshop it in, right?
I've been wearing it a lot, pretty much everywhere, and then I just didn't wear it today.
Yeah. But the one thing that... What else did you...
Well, the Firefly one was probably like the biggest panel there. That was the only one like people were... They were about to like push people out because there was just so many people in line, but they actually let a lot of people just like stand in the back, so they were really cool.
What they did, they opened up the whole back of the it was kind of a smaller auditorium, and so anyone who was outside waiting in line could crowd in. Turn that off.
I know, sorry.
Anybody who's outside,
his phone over here has been rumbling for like 10 minutes.
Could crowd in.
My fiance is texting me.
Okay. Back to the show.
Focus, people.
So, yeah, I think that was kind of like the marquee event of the weekend. And then the floor was kind of fun. You went on a hunt for something, and I was hunting for something. I didn't find what I was – well, I was too cheap to buy what I was looking for. What were you looking for?
Well, growing up, I was never allowed to watch Ninja Turtles. So every now and then if
why weren't you allowed to watch the Ninja Turtles?
They were ninjas and
they cause you to do naughty things.
Well, I found out later, too, my parents thought they were kind of annoying.
Your parents thought they were annoying?
So I think they didn't want me to act
like
them.
Sounds like me with Power Rangers.
Yeah, so anyways, like, as a kid, I always secretly wanted a Ninja Turtle. I did get to play the video games, like, every now and then and do all that, but I always wanted a Ninja Turtle toy and never got one. I was always hoping a family member would, like, not know that I wasn't allowed to watch the show and would, like, accidentally get me one because I don't think my parents would be that cruel to, like, take a toy away from me. So I've been on a hunt for one. The ones in the package were a little, like, more expensive, but I could do it, but I saw one out of the package. I got my very first Michelangelo.
So that's an original.
This is an original 1988 version.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you're taking them out?
Oh, this is a used one that's
never
in a bag
before touched, people. You've seen it here.
Look at that.
What's
he got with him?
He lost a leg. Oh, no.
Got a couple of these things.
How much did that run you?
I think this was only $8 used.
Oh, really?
And it's in pretty good condition.
Wow!
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, me actually.
Oh my gosh!
But yeah, finally got my first.
You got what you wanted out of Long Beach Comic Con.
This is kind of rebellion.
He's got great muscle definition.
Yeah, kind of looks like Derek right now.
Oh
yeah.
See,
we're moving on to that just a second.
It's like he's trying to. Yeah, he's on the look good naked workout.
So. The thing that
he's getting married, by the way.
Yes, Michelangelo.
All right, so
this is what I was looking for. Just real quick,
it's just white eyes.
So what I was looking for was something that probably is a little bit more contemporary. It was the Shin Godzilla. Have you guys heard of Shin Godzilla?
Yes. Godzilla's shins?
Okay, this isn't. This means no.
I have. Tell when us, you started tell us looking for.
Well,
it.
Well, so there's a brand new Godzilla movie coming out. It's coming out October 11th through 18th only. It's in limited release, but all across the country. It's from Funimation. It's in Tokyo. It's from Tokyo. It's a Japanese language Godzilla. It's their latest, and this is the coolest looking Godzilla.
Did see something about that?
He's all like outlined in red, like lava and radiation, and his tail. His tail is like twice as long as he is, and you guys have got to see the trailer. This thing is amazing. They're going to be featuring Shin Godzilla. They're going to be doing a review of it here on one of the shows here at the Popcorn Talk Network, I think in about 2 weeks.
Nice.
So you guys make sure you be looking for that.
Godzilla.
I'd love to be a guest on the show, I'm just saying, because I love Godzilla. But
his name is Jim Fry.
We'll see what happens. So anyway, so I was looking for Shin Godzilla. They had quite a few of them. Like they had, well, when I say quite a few, maybe like 10. But man, those things were expensive. Like, you couldn't find a Godzilla for less than like $300.
Jeez.
Two words for you, Black Friday.
No. I want it before then. I don't want to wait that
long. Can't wait till Thursday. Christmas?
We'll see.
Halloween.
Today.
Amazon.com. It's gonna be there.
So what's the convention center like down there?
The convention center is pretty. It's a really awesome convention center. You can see the ocean from there when you're outside on the deck. Mm-hmm. You can walk over to, is it the Hyatt or the Hilton right next door, which is the convention center hotel. That's where they had the big Wonder Woman 75th anniversary party. Okay. It's
set up a little differently. Like, they have the floor area, but a lot of the stuff is like downstairs and the rooms. Kind of, it's.
I'm not a big fan of that
setup.
Like, after the big...
Because we're used to the kind of more of the circular thing with a lot of the other conventions.
And although I complained about the Los Angeles Convention Center because it was kind of...
The hallways are pretty narrow, too, which kind of makes it hard.
Like for Long Beach, yeah.
Yeah, when, like, people are getting out of the panels.
Loiterers.
Well, like, when the Firefly panel got out,
mm-hmm.
there's, like, 600, 700 people that wanted to leave and go up to the convention floor at that time. But you have to go up a staircase. There's no way else... Well,
and
I think
they're kind of getting the celebrities out that way too. The cast on the show.
So it was kind of a headache there. But you know what? You know, first world problems. You know, you're going to complain about you have to wait 2 minutes to get upstairs. But I liked it. I Long Beach. And the thing about Long Beach, they're moving. And this is a point of contention for me. We talked about this on the last show. They're moving to Labor Day weekend next year.
Yeah.
Along with
Because
there are so many.
There's like a dozen different shows
already. Yeah.
And so they're going to be competing with Dragon Con, which is the big. Have you heard of Dragon Con?
Yes.
Okay. You're acting like you didn't before. I was making sure.
Yeah, I was acting.
That was a joke.
Using my acting.
And there's like a number of other Comic-Cons on that weekend. So I think that weekend will eventually start bleeding some off. Like, everybody can't have the same weekend for conventions. So,
because, I mean, if they all end up suffering from the competition with each other and not getting as big of a crowd as they want, maybe some of them want to have a smaller crowd. I don't know.
Maybe. But this one did seem to be smaller this year. I don't know if it was deliberate or maybe they're just trying to get close to
the summer. We'll see how it
pans out. Yeah.
But what's the shirt you're wearing?
Oh, well, I forgot.
What is that?
Okay, let me get this
up. Is that from Uncle Boon Me?
I got this from Long Beach Comic Con. This is Sasquatch. This is Bigfoot. Nice. This is, you know, this is my spirit animal.
Okay. Not a real animal, but...
But not only is it a shirt, it's interactive. Have you tried that yet with your phone?
What are you talking about?
The guy who sold it to you. Explain yourself. You hold the phone up to it, and it's, like, interactive. Like, you see, like, Bigfoot footage.
Oh, that's right.
All that. Yeah.
There's some app you download, I forgot about that. I just watched it, so I have a feeling I might have ruined it. But
we'll have something fun to do after.
You washed your shirts?
All right. Well, guys, I think that's about all we have for Long Beach, unless you have anything else, right?
All right. Yeah. That wraps the show for today.
Well, no, not quite yet. Okay. So we got a little bit more. Before we jump into to New York Comic Con, let's go ahead and go through the bulletin board.
Yeah, there are a number of things coming up. New York Comic Con this weekend, October 6th through 9th.
Yep.
And you said this is San Diego level. It's gotten really huge now.
Well, it's a San Diego level convention. They claim that they have 180,000 attendees, where San Diego
Comic-Con... That's a lot of people.
San Diego Comic-Con has close to 140. However, they count their attendees differently.
Is there that many people in New York?
San Diego Comic-Con has said if they were to count their attendees the same way that other conventions count, we're talking about New York, they would have over 300,000. So I think New York Comic-Con counts theirs per day, where San Diego Comic-Con is... Once you're there, you're counted for the whole time. So
is it impossible to get badges there, too?
Oh, Thursday. Thursday is the only day left. I just checked
so
about
get them
20
today,
minutes
people.
Ago.
You can still get them.
Yes, for Thursday. All right,
meanwhile, October 7th through 9th, Spooky Empire Orlando, which will feature most of the cast of Stranger Things, Weird Al, actors from Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street films, Hellraiser films.
I'm actually going to be in Orlando when this is happening, and I was supposed to be doing something else, but if it's raining, I'm thinking about heading over to this. Because to see the cast of Stranger Things would just be awesome.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, let's see. Also, October 8th through 9th, UltraCon of South Florida in Miami.
The UltraCon,
And all of these could be affected by the hurricane coming in.
Yeah, and not to downplay it, not to be, you know, glib about it, but Hurricane Matthew is, there's a big, it's heading through the Caribbean right now. It's hitting Haiti. Mm-hmm. It's going to damage a lot of cities. It's going to cause a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. And it looks like the cone is now shifting over. It's going to be touching and skimming along Florida.
Oh.
So the very day that UltraCon is happening in Miami is the same day that the hurricane is supposed to be closest to Miami. Nice. Be paying attention if it does get... if you're planning on going to the UltraCon, be paying attention to their website and the news reports about that. We'll try to post if we find out that it's been canceled or postponed. Same thing for Spooky Empire. That one's kind of a larger convention, and they have a lot of actors and stars coming to that one, so that would be hard to postpone. And Orlando probably won't get the brunt of the hurricane. It'll be rainy, but it's Florida.
Can one of the superheroes move it out of the way?
Which one? Okay.
Storm?
If only.
If only.
Let's see. October 21st through 23rd, we have Wizard World Tulsa Comic Con.
Tulsa?
Which features, William Shatner, Sebastian Stan, James Marsters, Michael Rooker.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. And then same weekend, October 21st through 23rd, Santa Fe Comic Con. Which is featuring Jameson Newlander from Lost Boys.
He's one of the Frog Brothers. Yeah.
Okay.
I love that Lost Boys. I'd go anywhere to see the Lost Boys. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
So let's see. So Tulsa and Santa Fe have stuff that weekend. Then also October 23rd. That's on the Sunday, the Walking Dead season premiere.
We're bringing that up because that is as big as a convention in my book. It's the biggest show on television. The Walking Dead cast has been at like all the major conventions throughout the year, and it's going to be. A day long remembered. It's
well, that's the kind of show people gather to watch anyway. So we're gonna have a mini convention at your place.
I'm having a party.
Yeah. We should do a Deadpool.
You guys are all invited.
We should dress.
Although
as Deadpool.
We could probably only guess between probably three characters that we all.
Who do you think? Okay. We don't know. We don't know.
We don't know.
Who do you think it is?
Coral.
I think it's Coral. Either. Abraham, if they veer from the Glenn story, or they're gonna stay true and do Glenn. I really strongly feel
it's a spoiler.
We're just speculating.
He's speculating.
Oh, it would really
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think it's one of the people who was locked in that truck, though, because we're seeing stuff from that somebody's point of view early in that episode, and then at the end of the episode, like, we're seeing, like, that person's death from their point of view, so I'm guessing it's the same one. Somebody who was in there, like, and I forget who all it was. Like, Eugene and Michonne were in there.
And Daryl.
And Daryl.
Daryl was in there, too.
Oh, my. They killed Daryl.
Oh.
Would Eugene take it like a champ?
Yes.
I think it's Eugene. You think so? And then I think it's in stand-up. And he's going to kill Glenn. I think they're both done.
Oh, that would suck.
I've heard there's been suspicions.
Suspicions are that, they're going to get two of them. But let's not spend too much time.
Anyway, that's their other
both
show.
Both sides of your heart.
After Buzz has their reaction show, Who Walking Dead, and AMC has their response show to it, too.
But our show, the 90-minute after show is going to feature all 12 guests, all 12 cast members.
On Talking Dead?
Whoa.
The Talking Dead afterwards. I think...
They're going to need a bigger room.
I think they're going to do that just because it's going to be kind of like a sad goodbye to the cast. But to somebody.
It's actually going to be the finale of the whole show. Everybody's dead. All right. Not really. October 28th to 30th is Stan Lee's LA Comic Con. So they're not calling it Kamikaze anymore. They changed the name.
Right.
Just Stan Lee's LA Comic Con.
With no hyphen.
Yeah, because if there's a hyphen, then that's Comic Con International.
Yep. And this is going to get a lot of attention. All the news reports are saying that the fact that Stan Lee his people or this organization renamed it to LA Comic Con. The CCI, Comic Con International down in San Diego, they actually own the rights to Los Angeles Comic Con with a hyphen.
Hmm.
So,
oh.
And right now, Salt Lake Comic Con is being sued. What are we going to say?
Oh, I was just going to ask if anybody knew if Tommy Wiseau is going to be there at Kamikaze this year, like he was last year. Because we met him at WonderCon. I met him there.
He was at
Kamikaze. Back at WonderCon's when I first met him. That's when I bought the DVD.
One of the best experiences.
Oh, hi,
of my
Luke.
Life.
How are you doing?
I know. Then we met him at.
And then he patted me on the chest and said I was Brad Pitt style.
That's nice.
He wanted to be in one of his films.
Yeah. Then he said, he's like, you got the looks, but can you act? And I said, I'm better than Brad Pitt. And he said, wow.
Wow, Ethan, you need to be in my film.
Yeah, he told me to be in his
film. I just remember he grabbed you and started choking you for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we came and asked him, like, we should do something with our website sometime with him. And he's like, contact my publicist. Did you get a picture with me? And then, I don't know about this guy. And, like,
I love that guy. He's so funny.
Awesome.
That's all we have on the bulletin board.
That wraps today's show. So thanks, folks, for tuning in.
Not yet. I don't want to shortchange New York Comic Con, so I'm going to kind of probably. We have a lot of news of the week, which I'm not going to go through all of it because I want to make sure we get to New York Comic Con. But the one thing you should know, if you are planning on submitting a film to the San Diego Comic Con Film Festival, the submission window has opened up. It's October 1st through February 1st. Make sure you get that in. Here's something that's kind of cool. Back to the Future Fan Celebration. This is the first annual Back to the Future Fan Celebration. It's being held up at Puente Hills Mall, which is Pine Hills Mall from the movie, up in the City of Industry, California.
Pine Mall or Twin Pine Mall?
Twin Pine. Twin Pines. I got it wrong.
In the new timeline, it's...
So now it's Lone Pines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. It's October 25th. It starts at 4, and it runs until 1:16 in the morning. So anyways, it's completely free, open, and so they hope.
And that's when he got back, or is that when he came back? That's why they did that time?
Mm-hmm.
Marty McFly
is the character's name.
Yeah,
that's his name. Yep. Michael J. Fox.
One of the things that was kind of interesting this week, and I just want to see how you guys feel about this. The Hollywood Reporter, and this is the last bit of Krista Link is texting us right now, but.
She used to work here. She knows better.
I know. Anyways, the Hollywood Reporter has this article out this week, and we posted this on our website, and we were asking people what they thought about this, about the salaries. Not the salaries. A lot of the actors that go to all the conventions and what they're earning. We know that they charge. I've been to conventions. You pay, $20-30 for a photo or an autograph. But
apparently they're really making a killing.
Jim did recently at Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con.
Who did you pay to...
Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica, the original and the redo. $40 for the picture. He tried to charge
40
me.
$40?
I was taking pictures of him. I didn't realize we were supposed to pay for that, but he was actually cool about it.
He was super cool about it. Anyways, like, there's been this little bit of a controversy this week because they kind of were calling out some people that are making a whole lot of money at these conventions. And, for example, in some of the TV shows, they're actually writing into the contracts that people can attend so many conventions so that they can earn the money that they're not earning as actors on the show. And some of these actors, they have like a $5,000, $10,000 fee to show up, but then they the okay. article is like saying, and they walk home with garbage bags full of 20. Some of the top some of the actors,
garbage bags, come on.
Like, for example, this is Chris Evans, $500,000 last year. I don't. Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah.
Same thing. Same thing for Norman Reedus.
Payment 20s.
So, anyways, a lot of people are kind of complaining about this. I don't know.
Add me to that list of people complaining.
Yeah.
How much would you pay for an autograph, Ethan?
Who is it?
Norman Reedus charges $100. Evangeline Lilly from Ant-Man and Lost, $70. Mark Hamill, who loves the fans, $195.
Oh, who loves the fans now?
Well, no. But here, let's be honest. He's just now coming back into being super popular. He's always been popular in my book. Millie Bobby Brown, you know who that is, right?
Yeah.
11 from Stranger Things. She's going to be at the Spooky Empire.
And she's going to be at New York Comic Con.
New York Comic Con. Yeah. $50 for a photo with her.
$50?
$50.
Now, does she have like another project like down the line?
That's it.
I know.
Or is it she's just like
Stranger Things? She's going to start saving up for college.
You think it's just going to be Stranger Things was her thing, and then she becomes like a fourth grade teacher when she grows up?
Who knows?
I don't know.
I got to know now, okay?
Anyways, do you guys have any opinions about that?
I usually don't pay over $30.
I guess there's no strong opinions in the room.
Yeah, I usually just don't want to bother with paying first and standing in line. And I mean, but if you're a huge fan of someone, I don't know. I can understand doing it. But I don't think I can be upset if people are willing to pay that and they ask for it, you know, because if people weren't willing to pay it, they would have to bring the price down. I mean,
it's not would you rather meet them or not, I guess.
I mean, at the same time you're talking, it just seems very tacky that these actors are paid to be there. You're paying to be at the convention. And then once you see a star that you're really excited to see, you're excited to be there. You paid all this money to get there. And then just to get a picture with them, which really is free, you're not really paying for anything. It's just very arbitrary. Well, we can charge the money, so we will.
Yeah. On the other side, I think the more they get, the higher paycheck they're going to get, the more you're going to guarantee that they're going to show up. Sometimes it's just the cost of doing business.
You said some people like donate to charity too,
like Rick Grimes, Andrew Lincoln. Andrew Lincoln. Everything he earns at these conventions goes straight to charity.
That's cool. Well, and of course, he's a class act. Nerd HQ, Zachary Levi's group that sets up at San Diego Comic Con. They do the Smiles for Smiles, and it's a flat rate of $20 to get a picture with whatever celebrity is there at the time.
Nice.
And it all goes to Operation Smile.
It's like Rich Little in Vegas, $15, and it all goes to charity.
Did it really?
Yep.
That's old school. Right, let's jump into New York Comic Con, which is right now. It's happening this week. It's either the biggest or the second largest convention in the country, depending on how you count. It is put on by a company called Reed Pop. It's one of the largest convention organizers in the country. They do Oz Comic Con, Hyperbad Comic Con, Twitch Con, Indonesia Comic Con, Paris, New York Comic Con, Mumbai, PAX. But they also do Star Wars Celebration, which is coming up in Orlando, which is one of their most popular ones as well. Emerald City Comic Con is another one of their big ones, plus Chicago Comic Con, C2E2.
So they do a lot.
They do a lot.
There's a lot.
The list goes on and on and on.
C2E2.
Ooh, Oz Comic Con, is that Kansas?
Australia.
Sorry.
So anyways, they're coming up this week. They got a lot going on. It's mostly sold out except for Thursday.
Thursday people.
And Ethan, you have been to New York Comic Con. Tell us what you think.
That's right. When I went to Comic-Con,
in New York,
in New York City.
Yeah.
That's Manhattan, New York.
At the Javits Center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was actually a really great time. Lots of really amazing cosplay. I remember seeing some like people in giant Transformer costumes. Like really, I mean, this is like true commitment, like moving very slowly.
Like the stilts.
Stilts and everything. It seemed like almost like robotic the way they were moving. I remember it being much more comic focused. So there's like a lot of cartoonists and you know big lines for all these comic people. And I remember as we were exiting the convention, there's actually a topless woman standing outside. She was trying to make some kind of statement. She was very proud of what she was doing. And then afterwards we grabbed some Subway. I think I had a Subway melt, foot long honey oat.
I see.
Was it toasted or not toasted?
Good to know that we can get those in New York still.
But the New York Comic Con was an absolutely wonderful time. I recommend anyone in the area to go get those tickets, steal them.
Pay $200.
No, don't steal them. But in all honesty, they're doing the same thing that San Diego Comic Con They started. They're doing the RFID badges where you have to tap in, tap out. You're going to be tapping in and out.
Oh, no more just.
No more counterfeiting. I mean, they're trying to put an end to counterfeit tickets. That's good. Well, it's a way to control the crowds, but so everybody needs to know that you have to, same way you did in San Diego, you're tapping in, you're tapping out, and make sure you do tap in or tap out.
I won't tap out.
If you don't tap out, then your badge is not going to work to get into the next section. So and you can't sneak in because it'll go off, you'll be kicked out, sent back. So let's not do that. Anyways, there's a lot going on, but the thing that's cool about the New York Comic Con is they try to expand it. The thing that they do a little bit different, or maybe it's the same, I don't know. They have this thing, last year they called it Super Weeks, this year it's called New York Comic Con Presents. They try to expand the experience of Comic Con throughout the whole area, renting, hosting events in different venues, in music venues. Madison Square Garden is one of those events. They're having the cast from The Walking Dead be there this year. They're big. It's basically, last year they held the premiere of Walking Dead. Stop it. But they're going to have, I think they're having a...
What is that?
We have a zombie in the studio.
Okay.
Anyways,
the table.
But one of the things that has happened the past 5 years at New York Comic Con, they have become one of the premier places to showcase new television shows, especially the shows starting in the fall. So we put together kind of a list of a lot of the shows that are showing up. Let's kind of go through this and let people know kind of some of our top picks, some of the shows that we want to see, some of the shows that we are excited about seeing at New York Comic Con this year.
And it will also be on the website, theconguy.com.
Yes. All this information will be on theconguy.com. We're not going to be able to cover it all tonight, so we are going to
rush. We just can't do it, people, so don't ask us.
Well, let's hit some highlights
here.
Let's see. Thursday got a couple big ones. Ash vs. Evil Dead and The Exorcist.
Have you guys seen The Exorcist yet?
I watched the pilot, yeah.
What'd you think about it?
I thought there's a really amazing twist at the end of the pilot. So. Yep.
Okay.
I haven't seen episode 2, I'll tell you what it was. No. The pilot is definitely worth watching because the twist at the end is so good.
I agree. And it's so well done. It doesn't feel like...
Yeah, it's not convoluted. It
doesn't feel
all.
Like network
no,
TV.
It's good.
All right. And Ash versus Evil Dead, have you seen... That's your...
I really want to watch that show. So,
yeah. Well, then, of course, Friday's got big stuff like Stranger Things.
And it's at 11 a.m.
Oh, and why is that significant?
Because one of the characters' name is 11. Was that on purpose or an accident?
Who knows? Millie Bobby Brown and David Harbour, who played Sheriff Harper, Hopper. They're both going to be there.
Happen.
Hopefully talking about season
it's
two.
It's really caught on quick. Like, it's awesome. It's already, like,
so
in
is
the
it
going to
be Strangest Things or?
Even more Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe.
But I think it's pretty cool.
And the whole cast, they're all awesome. Really fun in interviews. If you go on YouTube, like, Millie Bobby Brown is just... She's really lovable, and she's quirky and funny. And then Gaten Mazzarato is always doing all his songs and everything.
He's bizarre.
Yeah, the interviews with him are fun, so that's got to be a great panel. Yeah. And then People of Earth from TBS, that's at 1:45. And then there's a Doctor Who cast interview, which it says that it's the current cast, so I'm assuming that'll include Pearl Mackie, the new companion.
Yep.
Which I don't know much about her yet. I'm really curious to see what they do with
her. And you know what People of Earth is, though? It's a brand new series. It's from Conan O'Brien.
Oh yeah,
it's a half hour comedy about alien abductee. It's an alien abductee, support group.
This is not going well, people.
Alien abductee support group.
Yeah. Okay, so that looks like it's such what a great concept for a comedy show. I love that. What about Saturday, Luke? Do you see what's some stuff on Saturday?
Well, Jim, I'm glad you asked. Well, Walking Dead, which we've brought up several times.
Yep, I think it's going to be the premier event.
Good luck getting in.
Yeah, forget it.
Are they going to do? Do they do camping out there?
Oh yeah.
It'd be a lot harder camping out in New York in October. Yeah, bundle up. Bring your thermal sleeping bags.
It ain't that cold.
Really?
October? It's like fall weather.
Snowsuit.
Okay.
What else?
Leaves and stuff.
Well, there's the Marvel's Iron Fist, which they kind of premiered that show is coming out when we're at Comic-Con. That'll be exciting for people.
Ooh.
I tell you what, Netflix is killing it. Netflix. Yeah. And Luke Cage just debuted last week.
Yeah.
And they're many people are saying that it broke Netflix because Luke Cage premiered, Netflix went down.
Wow.
A lot of people think it's because so many people logged on at the same time to watch it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, and some other shows. Outcast from Cinemax will be there.
Robert Kirkman.
Midnight Texas on NBC.
And Midnight Texas from the same author. What's her name? She wrote the books on which True Blood on HBO is based. It's the same. It's basically they're building this kind of like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like True Blood set in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drawing a blank on her name.
True Blood.
Okay, but yeah.
A little bit less nudity since it's on NBC.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then The Expanse and The Magicians, which are both sci-fi shows. Yeah.
And they're great shows on sci-fi. That's pretty cool.
So on Sunday, let's see, Legion, another Marvel show that's coming to FX, which will be interesting.
Wait, Legion is about... It's based on X-Men, right?
Yeah, it's an X-Men character, mm-hmm. or a character from X-Men mm-hmm. comics.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
The story of David Haller, a troubled young man who may be more than human.
Okay.
So it's Noah Hawley also.
Who?
Noah Hawley from Fargo.
From Fargo?
Oh,
Fargo
nice.
Creator.
Nice. Mm-hmm. The Fargo creator that he made the show?
The show, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fargo is like probably my number two favorite show on TV.
Okay, after?
Stranger Things.
Ooh.
Took the lead.
Yeah, it took the lead. Bumped it out.
Then let's see, there's also Timeless. Has anybody here watched Timeless yet?
It's premiering tonight.
It premiered two hours ago.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
All right, DVR. So I guess nobody here has seen it.
I have a DVR, so I'm planning on watching
it. So I have to let you know tomorrow if that panel's a good one to go to or not, huh?
In USA Network, they got the show called Falling Water. It's a pretty cool concept. I know that some of us are writers in the room, and somebody in this room, I'm not going to say who, had this exact idea of people sharing the same dream and what it means. And I just think it's a super cool... It was not me, by the way. So it's a super cool...
What do you mean? I've never heard this before.
I think it's super cool. But let's talk... Is there any other TV shows that are just big TV shows that we're missing right now?
Well, there's another Doctor Who panel. Tales from the TARDIS with Matt Smith, Alex Kingston, and Jenna Coleman. So cast members who aren't on the show regularly now, but were before, are just telling fun stories about their experience there.
And... The Batman one. You were kind of excited about this.
Ooh, the Batman.
Yeah, they're doing a feature film with the old Batman cast. So Adam West and Burt Ward will.
And Catwoman.
Yeah, and Catwoman. They're voicing this new cartoon that's coming out. Oh, so they're bringing back the old school and doing the cartoon.
It's animated,
But
it's still
going to be just Batman as we remember them.
It's just their voices. Yeah, but they can be young again.
They can be young again.
Isn't this great?
It's going to be awesome.
And yeah, they're all going to be there promoting. I just think it's a. I didn't know that this was happening, so I am excited about that.
Then Ethan Hawke is talking about his graphic novel he's doing. The actor.
Yeah, let's move into some of the other panels. Oh. Yeah, and that's one of the panels that I was kind of interested in as well. Ethan Hawke's going to be there. He's got a graphic novel, and you were talking about Ethan Hawke like on the way over about like he's a really cool guy because.
He seems to like. I've seen like interviews with him. Like he's interested in the arts and like students and the youth, and he tries to talk to him. But a lot of people try to, they talk to him like he's a celebrity or don't. Mm-hmm. They think it's awkward to go like talk to him, but he like wants to get to know people and he's real personable.
He's not all caught up in being famous,
the Hollywood star and all that.
Yes,
so the celebness of
not
all.
Hollywood phony.
There's another Wonder Woman 75 panel. Really, I just want to see somebody cosplay as a 75-year-old Wonder Woman.
Oh my gosh.
I want to know when that's going to happen.
I really don't want to see that.
Really? Hot.
That is hot.
What else? What else we got, guys?
Let's see.
What are some of the best panels that we are looking at? We got 4 days of panels here.
Well, there's two Doctor Who ones, which I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Lee interview.
Who's that again?
Yeah.
Stan Lee.
Stanley who?
Oh, the Stan Lee. Oh, yeah. Is that the guy in the Iron Man movies?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
a little bit parts.
He's the guy from Big Hero 6, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So on...
He is, actually. he's got a cameo in that in a painting. Yes. It's great.
He does.
On Friday 1:30, they do have some films that are showing up. Resident Evil, The Final Chapter, and Underworld Blood Wars. Both of those kind of like...
Right on.
Like pretty dark, mm-hmm. violent films are going to be screening at the theater at Madison Square Garden. And I think both of those movies are coming to an end. That might be the end of both of those series. So this is going to be... You never know.
I guess...
If they make a lot of money, they're going to do another one. Let's just be honest.
I mean, they're calling it The Final Chapter, but there was a movie called Final Fantasy years ago, and then they made like 5 sequels. So
or there was an X-Men The Last Stand.
Yeah.
Or Freddy's Final...
Thankfully, that wasn't the last X-Men movie. Yeah. They made a few more, yeah.
Yeah, let's... So,
Con Man.
Shut up, guys.
Not Con Guy, but Con Man will be on Saturday with Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk's back.
Always a fun panel. Alan's very animated. Not like his character on the show. He loves the cons. Yeah. Loves.
He's
and
fun.
He's great.
And he likes to sign things and give them to people. Like, I got it was just a call sheet or something that he signed and gave to me when I asked
kid.
A question.
People that ask questions, he gives them signed stuff.
And he missed Long Beach Comic Con. Nathan was there, but he missed it because... Why did he miss?
He's getting married.
He was getting married. Yeah, I guess we can let him.
Good for him.
or he was doing wedding stuff.
They did a shout out during the panel
to Alan. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That was cool. What about? My screen here is way too small. Marvel Infinity Gauntlet 25th anniversary. It's hard to believe it's been 25 years, but this is also on Friday. If anybody is following the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they are getting ready to head into the Infinity Wars. And so if you want to know what the Infinity Wars are all about, go to this panel. You can find out about the Marvel Publishing's Infinity Gauntlet. 25 years ago, Marvel introduced the world to the Infinity Gauntlet and shined a spotlight on the nastiest Marvel villain ever, Thanos. Ooh. I disagree. I still think that Galactus is my favorite Marvel villain, but I guess we can battle.
Who's
that
the nastiest?
Okay, maybe Thanos. He loves death.
Who's the tallest?
Oh, that's pretty nasty.
Well, okay, yeah. We'll start with nastiest.
All right.
Then move to the natural progression.
All right, what else do we have on Saturday? What do you guys see on Saturday that's worth pointing out? Nothing.
Blah, blah, blah. Eastern Championships of Cosplay.
That's Shin Godzilla.
That's what I don't know. What? There's a Godzilla thing on here.
Oh, is Shin Godzilla there?
Live on stage, booth. 154.
Did not know that.
How are they going to fit Godzilla on the stage?
That's awesome. That's booth number 154.
This is the Godzilla from the 90s movie who can change shape and sizes.
No.
The one with the giant tail. Become very tiny when necessary. Right?
This is the new one. Actually, the name of the movie is Godzilla Resurgence. That's what it's here in the States, but it's actually Shin Godzilla. So. Oh, I didn't know that was there. That makes me super, super stoked.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you sad because he won't be there.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Actually, I'm flying to Florida on Friday down into the heart of the hurricane. So who knows? I might change my mind and go up that way. What's kind of cool, John Bernthal, he's going to be Frank Castle himself, the Punisher. He's going to be there for a one-on-one panel. And, you know, Netflix has announced they're going to do a Punisher series. So that's kind of cool he's going to be on there as well. Who else we got? What else we got here? Sex, drugs, rock and roll, and comic books. Bleeding Cool's Rich Johnson tells you everything you wanted to know. Rich Johnson, he is one of the editors for Bleeding Cool, which is one of the premier sites on the web. And they also have a magazine about comic books and entertainment, anything comic related. And he knows where all the bodies are buried. He knows every piece of gossip, past 20 years of comic book history. And he's not afraid to talk about it. So if you really want to just see the inside workings of the comic book industry, this is where you want to go to. He'll make it super, super interesting. And you mentioned the New York Comic Con Eastern Championships of Cosplay, presented by Autodesk. I don't know what that is. Anyways, I think they started this last year the first year they did it? But basically Reed Pop, they own a bunch of different conventions. And they have this championship of cosplay. The winners at this convention get to go on to the Chicago convention, which is the International Championship of Cosplay. Mm-hmm. It's something they created. I don't know what the criteria is for getting in. It's a big deal, though, and they also, you can watch it. You can watch it online. It's broadcast, so it's pretty cool. The thing that's different, though, you can no longer submit to be in this competition. It's already filled up, and if you go to the New York Comic Con Facebook website, they have all the participants that will be in the competition, so you can see them beforehand, and you know, and they tell you a little bit about them and see their costumes. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of a cool thing. What about Sunday? Do you guys see anything on Sunday that's grabbing your attention?
Yeah, I don't exactly know what Paranormal Lockdown is.
I'm super stoked about that.
But it sounded like something you'd enjoy.
Yeah, I love those Paranormal shows.
That sounds
shows.
Like something Jim put on there.
Tell us about it, Jim.
No, it's...
Jim.
It's supposedly... what's the show? America's leading paranormal investigator, Nick Groff, from and seasoned paranormal researcher, Katrina Weidman. They have the show called Paranormal Lockdown. And they're actually going to take us inside one of their actual investigations and give us an insider's view of what went on. Kind of like the Ghost Hunters thing that we did recently. So it's something cool, especially since this event is closer to Halloween, that it might get a lot of people invent. Yeah. And speaking of Halloween, there's another event on Sunday called Reinventing Horror. A lot of people from the Ain't It Cool editor, he's going to have a bunch of guests out there talking about modern horror, where it's going and what we can expect in the years to come for horror. Is there anything else, guys? Listen, there are so many panels, so many things, so many screenings. Go to New York Comic Con. Go to our website. We are putting up a New York Comic Con Survivor's Guide. We'll have this podcast on there. We'll have all of these things on there. We have so many different resources we'd like to give you, but we are kind of running short on time. The one thing that I do kind of want to go over, metro.us is a website that covers different metro areas in the country, and they have 10 tips for a super New York Comic-Con. Let me go over these real quick. Don't just walk in thinking you'll figure things out on the fly. Investigate ahead of time. That's what this show is about. Mm-hmm. So you guys tell me... Oh, is there something that I'm missing?
Oh, we're just
Reading the list that we have.
Yeah, we're just reading the list here.
Do I have this list in front of us?
Yes.
It's right here.
Yeah, you also listed some of the parties, different things that'll be on our website as well.
So if you go to our website, we have a Time Out magazine has a list of the best New York Comic Con parties. They have their idea of their best panels that they are giving us. They also have the 11 best Super Week events, which is no longer called Super Week. It's now called New York Comic Con Prevents. Bleeding Cool has a list of the best parties. And then we also have links to just anything you want to know about New York Comic Con. There is so much going on. I was going to try to pull up the party list here, but you know what? We are kind of running late on time here tonight. New York Comic Con is starting this Thursday. It runs through Sunday. Is there anything else that I am missing? We have so many things. And Derek, just real quick, and we're going to start this series. And about getting ready for different events like this. You know that we're heading into the winter months. We're kind of getting, you know, packing on the pounds. So
we're going to be careful about that. I mean, you don't want to just wait until 2 months before San Diego Comic-Con to try and get yourself in better shape. So we'll post a few tips on there. I'm not a fitness expert, but I know where the resources are, and because I am a nerd, I know how to do research. Look this week, I guess, for top 10 reasons why nerds can and should be fit. I think we're
Give us a couple of them.
First of all, like I just said, we're good at research. We can learn things quickly. We know how to Google stuff. We know how to get all the right information. Yeah. So we know if we are capable of understanding science and doing math, then you can do the research and know what it's going to take to get fit. You can know how many grams of protein and fat and carbs you're going to need in the day. You can figure that stuff out. There are lots of great resources out there. Quick Google search. Bodybuilding.com is not just for bodybuilders, I've learned. It's actually a great fitness resource. So, I've downloaded apps to be able to figure out, how many grams of protein, fat, and carbs I should eat in a day. And it's great. You just log your meals in, and you're like, oh, so now I can eat this for dinner, and it'll finish
it up. Are you getting results?
Yeah.
Yes.
He is.
Yes. We'll try and give you some motivation so you can actually start earlier and not just wait until May if you really want to, do your Spartan cosplay from 300,
Yeah. You want real muscles, not the little foam padded ones they have built into the costume.
Yeah, you want to look good. Yeah. And if you're not willing to put in the time, put in the effort, then just pack your bags and go home.
Just go home.
This is for men.
Shh, whatever.
For the big boys, the ladies.
I just really wanted to add something.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And you're talking about May.
And that's the end of the show.
We are coming to the end of the show. talking about May, but in all honesty, the con season is kind of expanded throughout the year. And doing these giant conventions has become a thing where you really do have to be in shape for this stuff.
Yeah, you've got to be in shape just to be able to walk around and to get through the day and get to these places.
Yeah, it's usually 6 or 7 miles a day.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
And you know what? Just taking care of your health. For so long, it felt like we were put in boxes. You had the jocks who could be in shape and the nerds who would be smart but would just be, either puny or overweight from playing video games in the basement all day. And those stereotypes have really died, Now people who are really into sports are admitting that they actually did always love Star Wars. Nobody has to be embarrassed to admit things like that anymore. And nerds like me can actually go to the gym and find like-minded people there. It's great. That the times have changed, so don't feel like you can't do something just because of what you were told in high school.
Yeah, don't ever let someone tell you can't be something, because you know what? No, if you can't do it, if you can't keep up, then just pack your bags and go home.
Thank you, Ethan, for the motivation. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, Ethan, I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can do it.
Okay. Yeah. I probably can, but that doesn't mean I can't tell you you can't do it.
Ethan, I believe in you.
We did do that fitness challenge before this past Comic-Con.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll try and post some stuff earlier. We'll probably do something like that again coming up to San Diego
Comic-Con
next year.
We're going to do the 6-month challenge.
So Derek
is
posting some resources sooner.
After Christmas.
So Derek's got a good resource, a good article that we're going to be posting from Derek this week about nerds getting in shape. So make sure you check that out. All of us need to check that out. That's something that can help you get in shape for New York Comic-Con or any of the other Comic-Cons. All right, so I do want to – I was going through here just real quick, and the last thing – New York Comic Con, it has panels, it has screenings, it has everything, but man, oh man, it has a lot of parties. And I guess it being New York, it just has so many different parties. So many of their parties, though, are dance parties, which is, if you're not into dancing, that's probably...
Yeah. I'll be there.
It's probably not your thing. For example, in their party started on Wednesday the 5th. Wow. The Comic-Con Vixens party at Littlefield. The pre-Comic-Con Sajik Super signing party at Escape Pod Comics. Fan Bro second annual this is the crossplay cosplay. This is, you know, and what's that again?
So we're when you do like gender-bent cosplay.
Gender-bent cosplay.
Like, like if you went a 75-year-old Wonder Woman and I went as Barb, you know.
No, you went as Bap.
No, I'm saying Barb.
This is what Derek Stranger usually things. Does.
Yes. Oh, how about Barb Man? Like a mix between Batman and Barb.
That would be the most amazing superhero ever.
Anyway, so that's...
I get it. No one can take that.
That party's from 9 till midnight on Wednesday night. And
there's... Stops at midnight? I thought that was a party.
Okay. So they have these parties every single night during the week of New York Comic Con, and there's tons of them. So there's no way we're going to go through them all tonight. New York Comic Con deserves a bunch of shows, but we had to kind of like shove it all into this show. It's happening this week. So hopefully you guys get on our page. Go to theconguy.com. Again, that's theconguy.com. Check it out. Check out this podcast. Follow us. Subscribe. We have a lot of information coming your way. We don't want you guys to miss out on anything. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Just because we're heading into the end of the year doesn't mean there's nothing happening. So hopefully we'll see you guys there.
Yeah. Still more to come.
And that wraps up the show for today.
That does wrap up the show for today.
Yes, this time it actually does. You can really say that.
It actually does. You can find me at... I'm on theconguy.com. That's the website. You can also find me on Twitter at conguyjim. Also, theconguy.com, spelled out theconguy, D-O-T-C-O-M, at Twitter. Derek, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at conguyderek. Although I haven't been tweeting much lately. I'm going to have to get back on that.
You need to do that.
Yes. Tweet it. At conguyderek. I'm Derek Sams, again, a contributing writer to theconguy.com.
I'm Ethan Barrett. You can find me at on Twitter at...
Turkey Donuts.
And on YouTube.
I believe it's youtube.com.
If you want to see these crazy videos.
Craziest videos I've ever seen.
Turkey Donut Vids. That's it.
And then watch
your
what
Facebook,
show?
Watch your Instagram.
Oh, watch Westworld. Amazing show on HBO. That's what you wanted me to say, right?
What show are you working on?
Watch The Blacklist Redemption in February.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And Cheeseman.
And I'm Luke Cheeseman. You can find me on theconguy.com or on Twitter at conguyluke. And also keep an eye out at thescareguy.com, which is the Scare Guy section of our website. So we'll be posting a lot of Halloween horror type stuff on there. So, and we'll be talking about that on the next
one too.
Yep. Our next episode, the Halloween special episode.
Yeah.
Go to thescareguy.com and check us out. Hopefully you guys will subscribe right here. We'll see you soon. All right.
Say goodbye now, Ethan.
See you, Ethan. Bye.
All right, this has been Ethan Barrett.
The show's over now. The show's over, he says.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals. We'll be right back.